Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 1st of September of the year 2020, and in history on this day, in 1939, what happened was the scoop of the century, where Telegraph journalists Claire Hollingworth became the first to report the outbreak of World War II, selling a huge amount of advertising space for the paper, and thus justifying the existence of news as a whole. And in 1946, on this date, Greece voted for a monarchy, defeating the point of both monarchy and democracy. Meanwhile, in 1951, on this date, Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion publicly ordered the establishment of Israeli secret service Mossad. His first mistake, not doing it secretly. Your guest today on the podcast is dilettante heiress and self-involved Instagrammer Aditi Mittal. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Alice. There's a new feature now called Reels on Instagram, where I am also failing to collect followers and attention. So follow me on both.
Well, coming up today, Aditi will be bringing us all the latest in journalism news as a media personality herself. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for.
The Last Post.
In the news today, with debates about immigration firing rage in a UK that's overwhelmed by the news about the news, the Picts living in the underground tunnels that honeycomb the ancient metropolis of London have backed up their claim that they will welcome all immigrants into their underground tunnels to refresh the by now extremely inbred Pict genetics by opening a refugee entrance into the underground section of St Pancras Station, despite protests by the Metropolitan Transport Authority, who at least want to install a turnstile. So now, as long as refugees arriving by boat on the shores of England can dodge past Nigel Farage and get to London, and as long as they don't mind living in caves underground, eating pret-a-manger and mushrooms in the midst of extremely outdated cultural norms, they have a place to call home. Meanwhile, Bob the sentient Trash Island in the US has been seen with his vice president-elect Dwayne The Rock Johnson on a series of social media platforms to increase their viral appeal, including a massively viral series on TikTok where they lip-sync to one another's speeches. And in Europe, Swiss scientists have discovered why, when you're sucking a very thick smoothie through a straw, your brain doesn't get sucked down the straw. Brilliant news there from the sciences. Have you ever worried about that, by the way, Aditi, when you're sucking up a smoothie that your brain will come out?
You know, I have a no brain. And so this is never really a worry for me. I sort of watch this amusedly for people with brains. Ha ha. Suffer now. Who's self-aware?
You're too rich to have a brain.
Yeah.
Just excess weight to be carrying around.
Honestly, and can I afford those extra 4 grams? I don't think so.
4 grams?
Even my brain is like a medium.
Well, that's all the time we have for the news we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. your ad section now because you can't be what you can't buy. Ever wanted all the experience of choice paralysis with the thrill of gambling? Try online shopping. Browse through thousands of options of unknown quality and suitability before handing over your credit card details to someone based on whether they have a reassuring user interface or not. It's not like criminals can afford a web designer. Online shopping. It's like window shopping, but someone's stealing your data at exactly the same time. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Time Travel. Time Travel. It's the now of the future. And do you want to fuel a jet? Do you want to generate clean energy? Do you want to lower the costs on your car? Try half a glass of water. Half a glass of water is the most efficient, least effective hydrogen engine. There's no limit to the stuff it can't quite do. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Sausages. Sausages, a meat mystery.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And that's your ad section for today. Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, journalism news. Aditi Mittal, you're our journalism expert as the head of your own self-made media empire of just mainly pictures of your butt. What's going on in the world of journalism right now?
What can I say, Alice? What is journalism? Let's start with that question. Journalism comes from the French word journal, which comes from the Latin word that means daily, which is diurnal, which rhymes with the current state that it is, which is infernal. Now, a journalist's job, according to Google, is the activity of gathering, assessing, creating, and presenting news and information. In a democracy, journalism becomes very important. Why? Because the journalist is sort of the go-between between the people and the truth of the world, and it keeps them informed so they can hold their elected public servants accountable. It's a heavy intellectual cross to bear, and it doesn't pay too well. One of the most thankless jobs in a world where Logan Paul gets paid millions to apologize for being racist on a weekly basis. And I am no one to be commenting on crosses to bear, considering I have the moral compass that quavers like the lower lip of the lovemaking mavens in Dancy Lagarde novels. But as I said, being a journalist is an intellectually heavy cross to bear. Now, sociologist Marshall McLuhan famously said, while in the changing room at Macy's, the medium is the message. The people who bring us the news are the news. It is hilarious and impossible to demand objectivity out of every journalist because they are people like you and you. They are the flies that escape the entangled webs of power and money to come and tell us the sordid tales of how bad the people we elected are and how stupid we are for electing them. They're the ones that hold our puppy noses to the pee so that we can be reminded not to urinate in the voting booths at the next elections. It's for our own good in the long term. That's why journalists have conventionally been held in a high regard, because we know from being ourselves that speaking the truth in the face of power is a madman's endeavor. In India, in the 1970s, for example, journalists could be the most poorly dressed people at family parties and they'd be like, yeah, you know, he's above showering. He's a truth teller, a voice of the people, the ideal of idealism. It was that time when they coined adorable adages like the power of the pen. Since the advent of electronic media and the corporate ownership of this media, that pen has ostensibly dried up, and who the hell is actually using ink these days? Like, the generation after Generation Z is not going to know about ink unless they're in a tattoo. The new type of journalist now, a ventriculist's dummy, who's got the hands of its corporate owners and their political friends so far up its ass, it makes shit come out of its mouth. They're now better, if not as well-dressed as the richest person at the family gathering, very often being the person footing the bill for the food at family gatherings. Whether it's vile anti-Islamic rhetoric, calling citizens who demand their rights terrorists, or simply gaslighting a population into an uneasy and yet welcome complacency, journalists in 2020 have been busy. Because Alice, for the number of people that don't care about telling the truth, there's an even larger number of people that don't like hearing the truth. Which is why there's journalism in 2020.
Well, thank you so much for your top story, Aditi Mittal. That's all the time we have for that, because now, of course, it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice, and whomsoever answered from your speed dial list today, that's you today, Aditi, thank you for the 15 minutes of daily satire and escapism. You're welcome. In the busy world we live in, I often listen at 1.5 times speed in order to keep up with your output. Your delivery lends itself perfectly to this faster playback. However, sometimes your guests speak quickly in moments of great excitement and mirth. I'm sure you can imagine this can cause auditory confusion in following what's said. Please can you brief your co-hosts on this to avoid future garbled lines? Incidentally, your laugh at 1.5 speed is wonderful. Good luck to you, Christopher. Richard under the white horse. Richard, thank you so much for this letter. And it breaks my heart to tell you that it's a really stupid letter, insofar as I really appreciate that you listen to the show, but the problem that you are complaining of is a problem entirely of your own creation. Therefore, the solution to your problem is not for me to tell my guests to speak more slowly. It's for you to slow the f*** down and find 15 f***ing minutes in your day if you think this is important, which it is. Groundbreaking, satirical news coverage of the only and most important dimension is not to be rushed. And in fact, I take your rushing it as a sign of your contempt for my art form.
Can we say a really slow f*** you, Richard? Like a really slow f*** you, Richard.
Well, thank you so much for your letter. And remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Subscribe to get a new version of this podcast every day and go to the feed to see all the old versions. A big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. Please sign up, tell your friends about us. That's the best thing you can do. Or tell massive name comedians who you like to come on the podcast. For example, Patton Oswalt. Use the hashtag #TheLastPost. Your guest today on the podcast was Aditi Mittal. Aditi, have you got anything to plug?
Yes, please follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. I am different things to different people and different things on every platform. Just type into Google. Don't look at the news results. You know what? I don't have anything to plug. I'm fine.
I am Aditi. I contain multitudes of usernames. This podcast is brought to you by Alice Fraser and The Bugle Podcasts. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life or free downloads of all of my specials. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and dazzled subordinate producer is Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.